Listener Production.
Hello, David Dolan here. A 17-year-old girl has now been charged with murder over that horrific stabbing at Boolaroo, and awarding these details are confronting. The teen is accused of stabbing a 10-year-old girl, reportedly her sister, at a home in Thurston Street yesterday afternoon. The younger girl died at the scene, while the older girl spent the night being questioned by detectives. She'll face the Children's Court today. It's been revealed just over 40 non-target animals found themselves caught in shark nets across Newcastle and Lake Macquarie beaches since September, and sadly, nearly three quarters didn't survive. That includes stingrays and turtles. Lawrence Klebeck is a marine biologist with the Humane Society International. He believes the nets need to go.
No lie to say that New South Wales has has invested the most and trialed the most of these non-lethal technologies in the world. They are a world leader, but there's just one area where they're lacking and falling behind, and that's the continuing of these shark net programs.
The state government's moving ahead with new planning rules that allow high-rise apartment blocks around certain train stations, including 9 here in the Hunter. Maps are being released this week revealing the boundaries. It opens the door for six-storey buildings around places like Cardiff, Morisset and Katara. Developers were pushing for 12 stories. And researchers have made a breakthrough that could lead to a new generation of long-term vaccines. It could mean only getting the flu jab 2 to 3 times in a lifetime instead of every year. Amid reports Latrell Mitchell's considering withdrawing himself from State of Origin selection, Blues great Mark Geyer reckons New South Wales should move on from the superstar fullback.
If Latrell comes out and says, I don't want to play Origin, well, forget him. Put a line through him. If I'm a Queenslander, though, the last person I want to see in that back line is, guess who? Latrell Mitchell.
And Knights prop Jacob Saifiti has been cleared of a serious foot injury, although he's a chance of missing Sunday's clash with the Warriors.